It's Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5. Amos the Transparent there. The Live 88.5 startup and our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray, Skyping in.
Good morning.
All right. Tell us about the BMW 328i xDrive.
Well, you know, they call this the ultimate driving machine. And actually, you know, BMWs are a lot of fun to drive. But for some reason, they seem to also rub me the wrong way. And this new series of the three, they have downsized somewhat. The 328i used to be, the 328 meant that it was the 3 series. It was a 2.8 liter inline six.
Right.
I meant fuel injected,
right.
Which, of course, everything is now. Now the 328i is actually a 2-liter inline four-cylinder engine with twin turbos. So they have, they're obviously having to deal with fuel regulations, et cetera, fuel mileage regulations. So they've done that. Now you can still get a 6-cylinder with a 335. The last 3 series I drove was the 335i, and I loved it as far as driving. Actually, I enjoyed driving this one, too. This was the luxury edition. So it had nicer seats and all this kind of thing. It didn't have paddle shifters, which I really missed. Nice car to drive. The new engine has 241 horsepower, 258 foot-pounds of torque. So
that's a lot of engine. Yeah.
It's okay, but it feels like a 4, you know. It's not as smooth as the 6 was. But, you know, that said, it gets you up to speed fine, and the car is nice to drive. But, boy, just the things that BMW does to rub me the wrong way. It's like they thought, it's going to gym next? Let's program these things into it. I weren't so simple, I'd get a complex. Things like the door locks. To get out of this car from sitting in the driver's seat, you pull the handle once, that unlocks the door. You pull the handle a second time to actually open the door. How dumb is that?
Wow, okay. Yeah.
That's so dumb, I went to the BMW dealer and I said, can this stuff be programmed out? Because I know some of these settings can at the dealer. And the guy said, yes, it can. So that would be number one on my list of priorities there.
Yeah.
Also, you know, the way most European cars, and actually it's expanding to more and more cars, when you want to change lanes, you just press the signal thing and it blinks 3 times.
Right.
That thing in this BMW, it defaulted to not doing that. You had to go into the settings, which you can fix yourself, right, and do that.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. But anyway, I mean, to drive, it was fine. But it didn't like the cold weather either. We had some minus 20, minus 25 temperatures when it was here.
Right.
It always started fine. That was no problem. But we had to take a trip to the next town up the highway on Boxing Day. And we discovered that the way the car was configured, we could have clear windows or warm feet, not both.
That's frustrating.
That's terrible.
And that's with 2 people aboard. It was worse with 4 people aboard.
Yeah, I bet.
So fortunately, we wanted to keep our feet warm. So I just closed my eyes and hoped for the best.
with about 30 seconds left, do you think this stacks up well against the competition for the price and for who it's competing against?
I think people who like the 3 Series will probably like it. It's a handsome car. It's comfortable. It's priced competitively in the niche. It starts at 46.2. Mine was about 52 when you added all the options. I think they're going to do all right with it. I don't think I personally would buy it, but that's just me.
Okay. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. More with Jim Bray coming up with the Mazda 3 Sport Sky Active with Jim in just a moment. It's the Live 88.5 startup. I would
swallow my pride. Tomorrow's snow coming for the weekend. Jim Bray is our Live 88.5 car crasher. You can find some written reviews at live88.5.com and then click on startup. And Jim, what did you think of the Mazda 3 Sport Sky Active?
Well, you know, I've always really liked the Mazda 3, and the Mazda 3 Sport would be my Mazda 3 of choice because I like wagons, and that's basically what sport means in this case. It is the wagon version of the 3.
Right.
Sky Active, I've been a little ambivalent about it. I mean, we were just talking a little while ago about BMW having downsized their engine to a 4-cylinder. Sky Active is Mazda's way of pandering to the greens and trying to, you know, deal with pending gas mileage regulations, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
And it's not just the engine, it's the transmission, and they have some new methods of constructing the body to make them lighter, et cetera. And anyway, the first Mazda 3 Sky Active I drove about a year ago, I guess, and I really didn't like it that much. I thought, you know, Mazda's always been zoom, zoom. This one was, come on, do I have to go? apparently, that was because some of the early models had a different transmission programming. This is the 6-speed automatic automatic transmission. I haven't driven the manual. But anyway, and shortly after that, they reprogrammed it. And that's the one that I had this time. And I thought it was a lot better. Okay. Plus, when I was back at Canadian Car of the Year Test Fest last October, I got to drive the Mazda 3 SkyActiv back-to-back with its major competitors who were also, you know, in the competition that year, in that niche. And I still thought the 3, even if it wasn't quite as zoom-zoom as before, was still the most fun to drive in that class. So I guess they're doing all right. And really, when it comes down to it, it still has 155 horsepower, which is not bad. I mean, you look at a Honda Civic, which would be, you know, one of its direct competitors, and you're looking at 140 horsepower. So you got 15 extra in the Mazda. Same thing in Volkswagen. If you're getting into the Jetta, fantastic car, but the base engine on that is a 2 liter that only puts out 115 horsepower.
Right.
Now, you can option it up from there, but still, you know, putting it into perspective, this thing still has at least a zoom and a half.
All right. And the price tag on it is what, Jim?
Well, the Mazda 3 SkyActiv starts at 21 grand, just under 21. And the sample I had was about 26 with options. And that's not bad considering what you're getting.
This car I always sort of put in the first car I'm going to buy when I'm, you know, just growing up. And is that kind of where you place this car as well?
I don't really. Well, I guess you could. But it's also, I mean, my best friend has one. He has the previous generation. And, you know, he's nearly as old as me. So, you know, he was born before there were cars. And they just got into this a couple of years ago. And they love theirs. To me, it is one of the first ones I would look at in this niche if I were shopping. I wouldn't necessarily stop there, but I probably would. I still think the previous generation was a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. But that's just personal opinion. You know, the thing that really bugged me about this generation was the silly tow-mater grill it has, but they've even made that a little bit better now.
Okay. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. There's a link for him at live88.5.com, and then click on Startup. Thanks a lot, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
Roads are snow-covered and slippery.